Are you not talking into a microphone today? There it is.
Can you hear me over here loud and clear?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
All right. All right.
I don't even know where to begin. I would almost rather have a mustard donut.
Don't forget to cut your yolks.
Sweet baby Ray's.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 82. Ochenta itos.
Is that? That's not.
Yeah, I think it is.
What?
82. It's 80 and 2. Ochenta itos. Ochenta itos.
I don't think that they
80 and 2. I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
I don't think that they say 80 and 2.
Ochenta itos. Pretty sure that's how it is. It's not like there's a word for 82.
It's too it's too bad that John's not here. He would know that. Let's see. I have
no Portuguese. He wouldn't know.
I have Google Translate, so we'll see.
John making those big bucks today.
Man, I don't think so.
Just being lazy on his couch. Ryan Vu joining us.
Ochenta
this week.
Itos.
Ochenta itos. Told you. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
It's good to be here.
Enjoying your rib?
I am. Very good.
Casey got his barbecue on.
Yes, he did.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, last week, Vu, Ryan, and I went to the Leesport Barbecue Fest at the Farmer's Market.
Oh, the Farmer's Market.
Yep. And it inspired me to fire up my smoker.
Hmm.
And everybody's been pretty pleased with the results.
Deeply pleased. They were good. Brisket was good.
I made a brisket and two racks of ribs. Mm. Next time, I think I'll do a marinade on them. This time, it was a dry rub. But Ryan and I were talking last week after we left. Some of the people that were competing in this barbecue fest last week,
yeah,
they weren't using their own barbecue sauce.
They were using someone else's barbecue sauce?
Yeah, like they were using Sweet Baby Ray's.
Ooh, I love Sweet
sauce.
Baby Ray's.
Well, everybody loves Sweet Baby Ray's. It's an award-winning sauce.
Right, so why wouldn't you want to use that?
Well, to me, that's not fair. Ryan, that's the good stuff there that you're getting rid of. You got to eat that.
What, the fat?
Yeah, that's
where the flavor comes from.
You don't leave this table until that plate's clean. So, where were we?
To use someone else's barbecue sauce at a competition, how is that a competition? How is that a barbecue competition? You're already using an award-winning barbecue sauce. Am I right?
I guess.
I mean, your meat still has to be good. And
Are there rules? I don't know. I don't.
I don't know. There should be rules. I mean,
typically, I just eat the whatever is there. I don't really care about what sauce they have on them. I mean, I care if it's good or not. But how did you know that they were putting Sweet Baby Ray's?
Well, I saw a bottle of it.
Really?
Not. I mean, I'm not saying that everyone did that, but this one specific tent that we were at.
Use Sweet Baby Ray's sauce on their...
I can't confirm or deny that it was on the competition meat, but it was used, correct?
It was definitely used. And I just want to say Sweet Baby Ray's is the boss of the sauce.
The boss of the sauce.
Yeah. I don't know where you want me to go with this. I mean, I don't know how if it's not a if it's not competition meat, then what's the argument? We don't even know. It's not verified that it was competition meat.
Correct.
So that's the end of the argument.
Okay.
I mean, I know what you want to keep going, and you want me to say that no, of course you can't use Sweet Baby Ray's on competition meat, obviously, but you don't know for sure that even happened,
right?
So what kind of sauce is that?
That's your Sweet Baby Ray's Hawaiian.
What kind of sauce did you put on your?
What sauce did I put on it? I made my own dry rub, and I dry rubbed it and let it sit overnight in the refrigerator on the ribs and the brisket.
From scratch?
Well, I looked at a general recipe.
Ooh.
Online.
Whoa. Pump your brakes, man. That's cheating.
How? I still made it and I made adjustments to that recipe. I didn't stick to that recipe exactly.
How do you know they weren't using Sweet Baby Ray's as a base sauce?
Still, that's still...
Or even a pre-smoke glaze. I think we're
getting... So that still, to me, is not...
So if I take Sweet Baby Ray's as my base, add a teaspoon of water to it...
Yeah. It's yours now.
That's mine now.
That's okay. How that works.
I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations. Right. You won.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
I don't know. I don't care. I would eat it and be happy that it had Sweet Baby Ray's on it. I wouldn't be voting in a meat competition, so it wouldn't matter to me.
Well, that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, I didn't know. Was that competition meat that you gave me?
Well, if you were a competition judge, Jimmy, how would my brisket have ranked?
That was good. The brisket was good. The ribs were a little more cooked than I would have liked. But the brisket was really good. The flavor was great on both of them. It was good. For your first time smoking, that's a very good.
Well, it was my first time smoking the ribs and the brisket. I smoked like burgers last year and other things.
Yeah, I've had your other stuff. But it was good.
You ever smoked macaroni and cheese?
I did not. Willing to try.
I've had smoked macaroni and cheese before.
I've had smoked cheese. I've never had smoked mac and cheese.
I've had it. I've had it. It's pretty good.
How would you do that? I wonder. Just keep it in the container?
Yeah. No, you gotta. What? There's.
I don't know.
There's certain ways you gotta smoke cheese. I don't know. But
very low heat. Right.
I think so. And there are certain cheeses that you can use. Obviously.
That was one of the problems I had keeping the heat as low as it should have been. So it didn't. That's why the ribs might have been a little overdone because the heat was so high. Mm-hmm. But
I liked them.
Don't let it happen again.
No, it won't. It won't happen again. I'm going to perfect that. We have 1 year. And to enter that competition, I found out it's $35 for the 2 days. They give you the ribs and the chicken for the competition.
Okay.
Then whatever. Then.
No, wait. Back up.
And
it's a $35 entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
They supply the food.
They supply the meat. They supply the competition meat. Ribs and chicken, and there's only 6 judges, so you only need 6 pieces of the chicken and 6 pieces of the ribs. Everything else is yours.
Okay. I mean,
I wonder how much you have left, how much they give you.
I don't know.
$35 is not a lot when you're talking about ribs and brisket.
Right.
You'd go
no brisket. Chicken.
I'm sorry, chicken. Ribs are expensive, though.
Yeah. But we'll bring our own other things to sell next year. Vu's going to make his egg rolls.
I can make egg rolls. We can sell egg rolls.
He's going to make his own. He's got a Vietnamese barbecue sauce. We haven't discussed it yet, but...
I'm amazed at how planned and well thought out this whole thing is for not communicating with each other.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, we sort of talked about the egg rolls, but...
totally seems like it's kind of a dry run right now.
Yeah, well, now the mention of the Vietnamese barbecue sauce and the discussion we had about using, like, a base sauce, such as Sweet Baby Ray's, if I'm going to make a Vietnamese barbecue, so I already got, you know, I mean, I'm going to have to do a couple runs and test this. But I think if I just take some Sweet Baby Ray's and add like a little Vietnamese or, you know, sauce or something.
Sweet sauce.
Bang, bang, bang.
No, just a drop of chili oil. Oh, we're good.
There we go.
And we got a year to figure it out.
Yeah, well, you
know. Well, don't get complacent. Don't.
Oh, no, this will be every week now.
You got to strike.
Maybe every 2 weeks.
Actually, I think I'd go the other route.
Expensive habit, buddy.
Use 99% of the Vietnamese dipping sauce and just put a drop of sweet baby ray's in there.
For color, lighten it up a little bit.
And then I can call it barbecue.
There we go. Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad we hashed that whole thing out.
Yeah, I think we're in it to win it next year.
I think so.
Saturdays with Chicken Duck Barbecue Stand.
Actually, I'm glad we're talking about food and barbecue because I thought of something just this morning.
Barbecue chicken duck.
Barbecue chicken duck. Oh, wow. We need to get
our
more pins.
Special.
Yeah.
Which took us a year.
We sold all those pins, right? Because we need more pins with a different logo on them.
All right, what do you got for us, Ryan?
Well, yeah, what I was going to mention was I had a question. I don't know if I asked this already or not, but I was thinking about this, and what brought me to this question was I ventured a little bit last night. I was hungry, and I made a like ham and cheese sandwich with chili in it. So my question would be, what would probably be the weirdest, maybe grossest combination of foods you guys might have ever eaten?
Certainly not that. That sounds delicious.
I took
like a gizmo.
Yeah, kind of.
I was thinking about making a brisket omelet this morning, but that would have probably been pretty good.
The smoke and eggs wouldn't be good for me. I like cheese in my omelet, maybe some sausage once in a while, but I'm not a big
no smoke
overpowery. I like smoke. Like right. That right now when it's by itself, but I don't think that would do well with an egg with me.
I've put some pretty like different things in omelets already.
Yeah,
like leftovers from the night before when we were on the road with that band, or when I was on the road with that band out to Texas and back. Linda, she would cook for us on the bus, and like whatever was left over the next morning, she would make it into our omelets.
Mm. Okay.
Like some different things, you know.
I've put mustard.
Like there might have been a mac and cheese omelet at one point.
Right,
oh.
Yeah.
I put mustard on a powdered donut before.
That I heard about that.
Yeah.
And that was.
That's why I thought we might have mentioned this before because I remember telling you guys.
I do remember
you,
the.
You remember I, him doing this?
No, I heard about it.
Heard about him doing
yeah,
it,
I
or
heard
about
that.
So it's not like a thing.
No, I heard about him doing it somewhere down the line.
Putting mustard on a powdered donut, and it got back to you somehow?
Yeah.
Okay, fill us in. Okay,
maybe when I was editing the podcast one time when he...
Oh.
I might have mentioned that. Yeah. Well, it's because... Do you remember Ryan Buck?
I remember.
Mustang guy?
Buck.
Yeah, Buck.
Yeah. I didn't ever know his first name was Ryan.
Oh, well, you can bleep that out.
Sure.
Anyway, so I used to hang out with Buck a lot. And one night, we were up at his house. And we opened up the refrigerator door and decided to play, like, a food game, like a munchie game. And it was, the strangest or weirdest combination of foods that we could think of in the refrigerator to put together that we would have to eat. We'd both have to try it.
Yeah.
So we went.
As hungover as I am right now, I want to fucking throw up just thinking about whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, I can't remember all the stupid things we put together, but I do clearly remember one was, let's put mustard on one of these powdered donuts. That's got to be gross.
Ew.
And if I eat it, you have to eat
it,
you know?
I don't know. I don't know. I've been in situations where I've been pretty. Tea fucked up, and I've never thought about putting mustard on a powdered donut.
No.
Well, it's not like I just, let's try this. You know, we were actually in the middle of just standing in front of the fridge well, let's put this and this together. I don't think we'll die. And it sounds pretty gross, and we both have to try it. So it just, through that process of things, that just came about.
What did the winner get?
Nothing.
Not really sure of the whole point of that.
No, well, that's, well, it's one of those things, stupid things you do, you know? You just, you're bored and think of something dumb to do, and you do it.
It's taking me everything to not puke right now.
But anyway.
I want you to know that.
To bring that full circle, that's why last night I made a ham and cheese and chili sandwich.
Did you?
Like Hormel chili, or like you made chili
Well, we made made chili the other day at home. Mm-hmm. You know, we homemade chili. Because
it was 95 degrees out. Nothing goes with a boiling hot fucking bowl of chili
well,
and a nice
it's not 90.
Sweat rag.
You're inside.
It's not 95 degrees in the house.
Okay.
It's more like 70.
I just find it humorous that chili to me is a warm... Or is it
like
something you would have on a cold winter's morning? not something that you would eat at 90% humidity and 95 degrees outside.
But once again, he's not eating the chili outside.
How do you know?
I could have went on the back porch, but I didn't.
I mean,
now
chili. That it's on a sandwich, he could really eat it wherever he wants. It's completely mobile.
Did you?
He could be eating it right now. I don't know. There's no way to tell. See?
Did you? Are you getting a cheese sandwich on there? Did you toast the sandwich?
I did not.
So
I did
it was
the
just
old,
a,
did the old.
It was just a dry ham and cheese with chili.
I put the ham lunch meat.
Mayo
this is
there.
What it. No, well, this is what it did.
Not
fellas.
If you put chili. That's
you always put mayo on there. I don't care what kind of sandwich you're having, other than peanut butter and jelly. You put mayo on
the
that.
Chili's the base on this one though.
You
the
put,
chili's the mayo.
You're not listening. The chili's never the mayo because the mayo has to be the mayo. The chili at this point becomes a condiment. Yeah.
Well, there is no substitute for mayo. Like there is
no
replacement.
You gotta put mayo, meat, cheese, mustard. That's how a sandwich hierarchy is. So where did you fit chili in there?
All right, this is how I did it. I actually put on the piece of bread. I put the piece of cheese. Then I
it's already wrong.
No, because what I did.
It's
was,
already wrong. But you need mustard to keep the cheese on the bread.
I agree with you. With the mayonnaise, not the mustard. I'm not a huge mustard guy, but I do agree that the mayonnaise should go onto the bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mayonnaise goes on.
Well,
that's one of the
reasons. Are you saying, hold on now, what are you, the alternative to that would be bread, meat, mayo, cheese.
Subway does it?
That's insane.
Subway does it?
How could you possibly put mayonnaise on a piece of meat? You can't spread mayo on meat. Properly.
Have you ever ordered a sandwich at Subway?
Of course.
Have they ever once asked you about
no,
your
I'll
mayonnaise
you I will
first?
Tell you, I will tell you why. I.
Oh man.
I am a honey mustard guy. I don't get mayo on my Subway subs. I get this. Either the onion.
Sweet onion sauce
or the honey mustard or both.
Ooh, I get sweet onion and mayo. Pretty good.
Either way, shouldn't that be your base? Going by your,
I mean,
going by your mayonnaise rule.
You can't.
That's one of the reasons I fucking hate Subway sandwiches because they don't put the mayonnaise on the bread. They put it on top of all your meat and your stuff.
It puts the mayonnaise on the meat.
Yeah.
I didn't. I've. That's a paradox.
I think next time when I...
We're going rogue.
I think next time when I go to Subway, I'm going to go the other way in line. I'm going to stand at the other end and say, I want my mayonnaise first.
I'm starting here because I want the mayo on the bread.
Yeah.
Let's go mayo, then go back to the meat and we'll start. There.
Isn't that, I mean, huh?
Well, let me tell you how I made this sandwich. Okay. All right. And this is the reason why
I need to know where the chili fit in.
All right. So what I did was I had the bread down. I put the cheese on. Then I put the ham on. Then I put chili on it. And then I threw a piece of cheese over top of the chili. And then put the bread on. And then I microwaved it.
Oh, my God, boo. There's so many things wrong with that. I don't even know where to begin. I would almost rather have a mustard donut. I'm appalled. I'm absolutely appalled that you would make a ham and cheese sandwich and then throw it in the fucking microwave.
Well, yeah.
Bread and all, right in the microwave.
Yep. Dude, the whole thing.
You need
right
to have your fucking head examined, dude. That's
why
there is something completely wrong with that.
It's like doing a grilled ham and cheese, but not grilling
you
it.
You fucking be restrained.
It's like making a grilled ham and cheese, but not grilling it.
Then it's not a grilled ham and cheese.
No, it's a microwave ham and cheese.
Right.
But the cheese is now melted. That's the point of the microwave.
But you cannot compare that to a grilled anything because, again,
now it's like a soggy. Dude,
putting bread in the microwave is the absolute worst thing I could think of.
No, it works.
No, it's worse. It's worse than AIDS. There's nothing worse. You can't reheat a fucking sandwich in a microwave. You got to wrap that shit in tinfoil and throw it in the oven. That's how you reheat a sandwich.
You bake
I wasn't reheating. I was first.
Ruining is first, what you were doing.
I was first time heating.
Ruined.
Oh,
Ryan. Whether you know it or not, that sandwich was fucking ruined.
It wasn't
even a sandwich, really. I mean, I don't know what it was.
I don't know what the hell I ate this
give
morning.
Me the,
did you eat it with a fork then?
No, I picked it up.
How?
Because it wasn't.
Wasn't it scalding hot and soggy?
No.
How long did you put it in the microwave for?
It was only in the microwave.
Did you seal the edges like a fucking Hot Pocket?
No.
I'm at a loss.
It was only in the microwave for maybe about 10 to 15 seconds.
What was the purpose of that?
To melt the cheese.
You can't melt cheese in 15 seconds in
the
microwave.
Not completely melted, but yeah, it melts to the bread. That's why you don't need
Why did you not heat the chili?
I heated the
chili. Put the chili on the bread sandwich. Let the hot chili melt the cheese.
I apologize. No. I did heat the chili in a bowl before I put it on the sandwich.
Completely unacceptable.
So the chili was already hot. It just, I wanted to eat it right away, and it would have taken time to melt
the
hot
chili. And
you
went over a fucking barbecue pit with this guy.
Well, I mean, I said
sandwich microwaver.
We have a year to go over things.
You can't undo that in a year.
Listen, it's not like this was 7 o'clock in the evening. I'm making dinner.
You can backpedal all you want.
This is 4 o'clock in the morning.
It is completely unacceptable
to make dishes
that
or anything.
Microwaving bread. It is unacceptable.
Oh my God, you guys never did that. I used to do it all the time. Cheese, bread, microwave, quick cheese sandwich.
How hard do you have a stovetop?
Yeah, but then you got to get stuff out. You got to clean
literally
shit
need
up.
One pan.
This
one.
Wasn't the first time you've microwaved bread.
No, I've been doing this for years. I call
it
the ghetto grilled
every
cheese
Saturday
sandwich.
Night. It's this thing. It's his go-to.
Grilled though, Ryan.
No, it's not grilled because it's in a microwave. I understand that.
I am appalled. I have nothing but complete discontent for that.
You know what?
Situation.
I'm going to get some rolls, and I'm going to make some sandwiches, and I'm going to use the damn microwave, and I'm going to bring them over here.
Let's get back to the... Tell me one more time.
Mustard on a powdered donut.
Where was the chili?
In between the cheeses.
In between a piece of cheese
and
ham.
It's so wrong. Everything about that's wrong, Ryan. Everything.
No,
the construction of that sandwich is wrong.
Walk
Jim,
us through how
wrong.
You would have done
it's
it.
It's not wrong.
First of all.
It's a different way of making a sandwich. It's just different. It's not wrong.
It's irresponsible.
Now, wait a minute. Now, that's attacking someone's personal.
It's irresponsible. Nobody that has any, I don't know,
Walk us through how you would have made that sandwich.
What would be the proper way to make this sandwich?
A ham and cheese sandwich with chili on it?
Yeah.
I probably would have just heated the chili up, right?
That was done.
Okay. Yeah. And I would have got a pan out of the cabinet.
And put it on the stove and heated the chili that way.
No.
Butter?
Toasted the bread. Yeah, maybe a little bit of butter, but not... I just like a little crunch on my bread. Throw that thing on there for a couple minutes. Let the cheese... first of all... the correct order is bread, mayonnaise, ham, cheese, and in this case, chili on top of the cheese.
You're an inside cheese guy.
Well, it's on the bread. Yeah. No, the cheese... The chili fucks everything up. I don't know what to fucking do with the chili. What I would personally do is I would make a fucking grilled ham and cheese sandwich, and then I would dip
the
into
chili.
The fucking chili.
Yes.
And it would be delicious. And it would be a nice, crispy grilled, cheesy, melted ham and cheese sandwich without soggy, fucking disgusting microwave bread.
Well.
No.
It's fine.
Unacceptable. Let's move on.
This was at 4 o'clock in the morning. I wasn't.
That's even more of a reason to not use the fucking microwave.
What?
Well, you wanted to keep the noise down.
By using the microwave.
Yeah, there's only a ping.
I guess.
Right?
That's maybe my microwave is louder than yours, I guess.
My microwave is just like a dee-dee.
Sounds like a fucking
airliner. Press the buttons.
Landing.
I also don't. Let the microwave run down till the very end.
Right. You always just, pop that door.
Yeah, just pop the door.
Yeah.
And then when I end late at night, if I know I'm going to microwave multiple things, I'll just, on the first run, I'll just press 4, 5, 6, start, because I'm just standing there. I know how long the microwave takes. I don't need to, you know, set it for a specific 30 seconds. No, 4, 5, 6, start. I got plenty of time on that bad boy. I pop the door, put the next thing in, start.
So if it says that it's supposed to take 3 minutes, do you count down then? Or do you just go by what you think is right?
Well, I mean, look, you got to look at what you're microwaving here. Now, I'm warming up leftover food.
If you're just heating bread up.
Yeah, especially if you're heating up a slice of bread, you can't. You can't heat up a slice because it'll get soggy after so long. You have to have the right amount of microwaves
throw
into
that
piece.
In the microwave.
It'll warm it up for us.
Luigi. Luigi, throw this loaf of fucking bread in the microwave for us and warm
it
up.
Frozen bread.
I don't have frozen bread.
No, I don't freeze bread.
Eat it.
Don't freeze bread.
Actually, I haven't had bread in my home in over a year.
Segues me right into my big accomplishment this past week.
Oh?
Not one single trip to any fast food establishment.
None.
Not one. Not even for coffee.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Where did you do for coffee?
We got a pot at the office. So,
look at you. Mm-hmm.
Now, are we counting Wawa as a fast food establishment?
I wouldn't matter. I don't eat anything from Wawa either.
Well, you could get coffee.
How dare you?
Well, I could, but.
You have a pot there, so.
No, their sandwiches are wet.
How dare you? Oh, you know why?
They microwave them.
They microwave their bread.
Oh. Nothing like a wet microwave sandwich from Wawa.
Their sandwiches are not wet.
Neither was my ham and chili sandwich.
Unless you get maybe a gobbler.
Oh.
Might be a little soggy.
Oh.
Oh, you like the gobbler, though, don't you?
You find me somebody who doesn't like the gobbler, and I'll find you an un-American.
What's the gobbler?
What?
Excuse me? You're just coming out with fucking dropping bombs today, man.
Hey, that's what I'm here
some
for.
Some of our listeners might not know what Wawa is. From around, I think we have a listener from Australia.
Hey, what was that? Was that a caller?
Wawa? Wait. No.
They might not have Wawas everywhere our listeners are. So explain what a gobbler is.
It's a sandwich.
Or a bowl.
Wawa is a store.
They sell gas.
And other things.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like Sheetz.
What's Sheetz?
Sheetz is also a store.
No, you put those on your bed.
Where they have schmuffins.
Mmm, schmiskets. I could go for a
schmiggles.
Anyway.
So, a gobbler, Ryan, is either a bowl or a sandwich.
And I'm going to go, does it have turkey?
It has turkey.
Okay.
You can either get stuffing or mashed potatoes or both with little cranberry sauce.
Okay.
Or gravy.
And gravy.
I said or gravy.
You said or gravy. Yeah.
And I was going to say or and gravy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's basically everything fun about Thanksgiving.
In a bowl.
In a bowl.
Or a sandwich.
Wrapped up in one.
Yeah. Actually, sandwich is a little redundant to me.
Yeah, I never got the sandwich.
Super carby.
Never.
Did that catch you?
Because you're so worried about carbs.
I am now. Let's talk about something else. I'm pretty.
Is that
Christ.
A caller?
Sure.
Have you?
Oh, look at my little baby. He is so sweet.
So you started a diet?
No, I just stopped eating at McDonald's.
Well, that's a start of a diet.
That is a start.
It's a lifestyle change, really.
Yeah, that's not labeled a diet.
I started a diet, yes. I'm not really making a big deal about it, but yeah, I got to do something. No dinner, big breakfast, big lunch.
No dinner.
Huge bag of cocaine every time I'm work. Should get me through the first couple of weeks.
You're going to want to switch to meth.
True.
How?
I'll get the house cleaned up.
How? What about fourth meal?
See, this isn't the help that I need, Casey. Reminded me of my bad tactics. I only had two meals yesterday. I mean, one of them was pretty big, but it was. I had breakfast and
I ate so much shit. I ate about half that brisket yesterday.
Really? Gene made about 5 or 10 pounds of smoked pork and brought it to the party that I was at. It was very good. I have some up in the bag, my meat bag.
I saw that meat
I got
bag.
A bag of meat.
I saw that.
So.
So now that you started a diet, you'll be able to get out and start walking, right?
As soon as my back stops hurting, yeah.
You're never going to walk.
I know, man.
You got to get out there and use that metal detector.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot to talk about that last
week. Jimmy got a metal detector.
Did
Devin got a metal detector.
Because
really? Going to Oak Island.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Buddy. He's invested, Ryan.
Nova Scotia.
Me and Marty are going up next weekend to look around.
Oh, you talked to Marty. I knew you were going to talk to Marty. Rick told me.
Ryan's been watching.
Where are you at? What?
Episode 9 or 10, season 3.
What? You're further than I am.
Mm-hmm.
You fast forward a lot, don't you?
Mm-mm.
Just watch the end.
I already saw Preacher season 2.
So what are you going to do with that? You have big plans? Does Devin have plans for the... metal detector?
Well,
have you walked around your backyard with it at all yet?
She did. She took it down to the river. It sucks. It's a shitty version of a metal detector. It was cheap. I got it to placate her. So when I feel like playing with it, I'll figure it out and probably use it, but it sucks. It's not a very good model.
Some of them are very expensive.
Oh my god, dude. Crazy expensive. And that guy that walks around on the show, he's got the base of it.
Oh,
like
and the PVC pipe.
2 or 3 feet. No. The guy, he has an actual metal detector.
Oh, I didn't see that one yet.
That's when they find the huge chest full of buried treasure. Oh, wait. No, they don't ever. But
that show is
frustrating.
Yeah.
You know those coins that they find like early on in the season? They're worth like $2.50 a piece. You can get them on eBay. Hmm. I kind of think that someone from the show went on eBay and bought a couple of them and
sprinkled them around.
Threw them in the swamp.
See you next year, guys. I think I'm going to build one of those ground penetrating radar units.
Can you do that?
I'll find out. Put it on. Hook it up to the tractor and drive around with it.
Really doesn't seem like that much work. It's four pieces of PVC pipe.
Yeah, that's it.
And some wires.
Yeah,
and like this little box.
They go nowhere.
I mean, you could probably just tape it to
do me a favor. Yeah, stick and hook these four wires up and plug these PVCs in. We should be good to go. I think there's a little more to it than that.
Not much. Not too much. Man, they had a computer. I saw that.
We have that.
Yeah. So.
There's probably a program you have to have on the computer for
it. Yeah. You can download that.
In the app store.
Next year.
It's a free app, but there's in-app purchases.
It's freemium.
Yeah.
What else you got, bub?
I was wondering, you know those things that six-pack bottles and cans come on? The plastic things? They're called
little ringy things?
Yeah, they're called plastic yolks.
The ones that you're supposed to cut up before you throw away?
That's what I was going to question you. Do like, when we were kids, I remember they taught us that. So I always do that, and I always tell Barbara to make sure she cuts that up before she throws it away. Do they still teach kids to do that?
I don't know.
Are you asking me and Vu if we go out telling children to cut their?
Well, we did host that seminar last week at the
That's what I'm asking.
Sheridan.
Is that what you're asking? I mean, we do travel around together giving lectures on the safety of plastic yolks. I mean,
you don't want the little cute little sea critters getting caught in those rings now. Yeah.
After we lost our second duck
to
the yolk industry.
Yeah, I know.
I really started lobbying against them.
We don't want any chicken dogs getting caught in there.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Because I was cutting one up this morning.
You actually set aside a big part of your day to cut yolks?
No, when I...
He collects up to 10 of them. When he gets 10 of them, then he cuts.
No.
Do you hum the Captain Planet song to yourself when you're cutting them up?
I don't know the Captain
Earth,
Planet.
You're lying.
Wind, fire.
With our powers combined.
I don't save them. When I get a yolk, I cut it and I throw it away. But I
so Googled, you don't cut in bulk. You do one.
Well,
no,
he goes
one single shot.
He rummages through his neighbor's trash, cuts them and leaves.
You got any of these
yolks
in there?
Hey, just go through your yolks.
I'm a yolk cutter. Don't worry, I'll do this.
Casey's Yolk Service. Just stopping by. Got any yolks? Okay, see you later.
I'm going to have to be back. My scissors are rusty.
Jim and Vu are here to tell you about the dangers of yoking, right? Cut your yolks.
It's safest to cut with the scissors. If you have a knife, make sure you're cutting away from your body.
Actually, I Googled it. Now they make them that they're biodegradable, so you don't even have to worry about cutting your yolks.
Well, there goes the yolk service.
But why do you then still cut your yolks?
Just to be safe.
Just in case it doesn't biodegrade.
What?
I'm going to test it. I'm going to put it in water and see how long it takes to...
get it caught in your neck.
Throw a bunch in the pool and go swimming. See if it works.
No, how long it takes to disintegrate.
Plastic.
Jim, I read right here when I Googled earlier.
You think it's going to take 20 minutes
or an
hour?
You're going to sit and watch plastic disintegrate in water? Is that what you just said?
Is there going to be popcorn? Maybe I'll join you.
Since 1989, six-pack rings in the United States have been manufactured to be 100% photodegradable. So the plastic will begin to disintegrate in just a few weeks, allowing animals to easily free themselves from the brittle and crumbling rings.
So
1989.
So they'll never get caught in a pitcher.
1989.
That's what it says.
Well, then it begs the question, why have we been cutting our rings this whole time?
Just to be extra safe.
Safe from what?
Well, if we wouldn't have cut them from 1980 to 1989...
How many six-packs were you buying as a 7-year-old?
Our parents?
Okay.
A lot of sodas.
How many yolks do you think Mike Scheer has cut over his years?
Mike Scheer is...
He's probably killed people with a plastic yolk.
He is an avid animal lover, so I'm sure that Mike Scheer has cut a yolk or two in his lifetime.
Freed a duck or two.
Maybe.
Maybe. From the jaws of death.
The jaws of a yolk.
And then he snapped its neck just for good measure. broke that deer's neck.
Trying to save you from this yolk, fucker.
It didn't cooperate, so I had to tear its head off. I'm really curious as to where that even came from.
Like I said, I was finishing up a 6-pack of Diet Coke this morning that came in a yolk. And I was cutting it up, and I thought to myself, I wonder if they still tell kids in school to do this. So when you get home today, Ryan, ask your daughter if they ever told her, if she ever heard about that. And then we'll know.
They actually tell you in school?
That's where I learned, I think.
Oh.
Where else would I have learned?
I don't know, Case.
If Mike Shear's not a yolk cutter, who would have taught me?
I don't know.
I
don't know where your yolk cutting skills came from.
Maybe this is something we'll have to dive into. We'll have to go back in time, find out where the original lesson of yolk cutting was and who taught it. That could give us the answer. I feel like I was watching Oak Island.
Don't forget to cut your yolks.
Let's see what else I got.
Who's
been
that.
Working on his vape tricks? It's Y-O-K-E-S.
Yolk.
Y-O-K-E-S.
Yolk. Not yolk.
Nope.
Huh. Oh, like an oxen. Oxen yolk.
What can you tell us about plastic yolks? First invented in the 1960s.
Nothing. Nothing about cutting your yolk.
No.
Cut your yolk. All right.
What else you got?
Nothing.
Ryan, anything? How long have we been going for?
I don't know. Five. Should I bring mustard and donuts next time? We'll all give it a whirl.
No, yeah. Thank you.
Did
I
we burn through
that,
all of Vu's Vax last week?
Oh, do you want another fact?
Vu's Vax.
Well, you have 50, and we went through 7 last week, so.
All right, let me see here where I can give you a little something. Okay, did you know that the average secretary's left hand does about 56% of the typing? I don't know if you guys know that.
How do they even come up with that?
It
how
seems
they
like
figure
a very,
it out?
I don't know. It's kind of a weird... Definitely an interesting fact.
It says that there's more chickens than people in the world, at least before chicken flu.
That I can believe.
Did you throw that bit about chicken flu in there?
No, it's in parentheses.
Are we in the middle of a chicken flu epidemic?
I was unaware we had a chicken flu.
That's what I mean.
But I remember there was a bird flu thing going, but...
So last 2 Mondays ago.
2/3 of the world's eggplant is grown in New Jersey. Bam! I'm
Get
done.
The fuck out of here.
That's it.
You're kidding me.
2/3 of the world's eggplant in
Vu's
New Jersey.
Vax. So we did not talk about Burnville.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Sure.
What's going on in Bernie?
That guy was... bulldozed to death.
Oh, the field crop guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Growing less than 10 plants out in state farmlands and got run down by a...
Yeah, I heard of somebody he like ran and hid, and then when they were looking for him, they...
Yeah, and then the police tried to claim that he had a heart attack and died before they ran him over, and that's why he didn't move. I mean...
The headline was ridiculous.
What did the headline say?
Investigation continues as to reason of death for man found under bulldozer. I don't know much about bulldozers, but what I do know is if you're underneath one, you're on the wrong side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two guys were caught on state game lands with 10 marijuana plants. The game commission worker called state police. State police came out, arrested one guy. The other guy ran.
Guy turned himself in, and one guy ran.
And for whatever reason, the guy that ran didn't turn himself over when they called to him. But you know, the way that they went about finding him was totally wrong. They got a bulldozer, a game commissioner worker was driving the bulldozer while the state cop was on the side of it.
And a helicopter.
Yeah, and a helicopter. So
this is all for fucking 10 plants of a plant that's halfway fucking legal.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Yeah. I watch live PD every Friday and Saturday night. There's chases on there every week. And, you know, 99.9% of the times, if it's a runner, they get a dog. So, like, why they decided to jump on a bulldozer.
Oh, yeah.
And start clearing brush.
Flatten the brush. Yeah. It makes no sense at all.
So, like, is anybody going to be held accountable? Is that, I mean, the guy that was driving the bulldozer and that cop should be held responsible for running that guy over?
I would think so. I don't think it's...
And the other guy, he better just get trespassing charges or something. I mean,
he bailed out. His bail was 20 grand.
Sure, but I mean, he still has charges.
Yeah.
But I mean, they should just give him the old, all right, take a hike, you know.
Sorry, we killed your buddy.
Sorry, we killed your friend.
Here are your plants back.
Yeah.
Well, did they kill him?
Did they kill him, Ryan? Yeah, they ran him over with a bulldozer.
Did he have the heart attack and was dead before?
Nope.
They...
Coroner proved that he died from wounds by bulldozer.
Yeah.
Wounds by bulldozer.
Yeah, it's its own category. These look like bulldozer wounds.
I don't want to ever fall in that category.
Clearly bulldozered.
Yeah.
This is just like that last time that guy got bulldozered.
Are those Michelin tracks? Nah, bulldozer. It's not a good year.
Don't grow weed on state lands, and if you hear a bulldozer coming,
move.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
That would be the only thing I can say to that. I'm napping. I'm going to take a nap. It's going to be a good nap. Ochenta y dos.
There was no 81. Oh, we did 80 twice.
Yeah. Two 80s.
Yeah.
Dos y ochenta. Where are you going this week?
I am going to Colorado, and then I am driving from Denver, Colorado to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Mm.
6 hours and 49 minutes.
Mm. That sounds terrible.
Actually sounds pretty good to me.
Wow.
I get to see a lot of stuff I have never seen before.
Corn.
I like corn.
Meh.
Corn on a... Oh, this is a discussion. Real quick.
Corn on a stick.
Yeah, this is a discussion that we had last week at the barbecue fest. This place had...
the roasted corn?
Yeah, they called it roasted corn on a stick.
$5 for a fucking corn cob?
Was it?
Probably.
I don't know. But Ryan argued that it's not corn on a stick. It's cob on a stick. Because if it was corn on a stick, you would have to take the individual kernels and put them on a...
Wouldn't you then...
The corn's on the cob.
Which in itself is a stick.
It's a cob.
It's a stick, though.
Who's calling it a stick?
I am.
No one calls
it a
stick.
Well, you're wrong, Jim. It's a cob.
Corn on the cob.
Corn already comes on its own stick.
Cob.
Cob.
Corn on the cob.
I got it. I understand how corn comes.
On the cob.
On a stick.
And the cob is grown on a stalk, not a stick.
Yeah.
If this was a corn cob.
Corn on the cob on a stick.
Why would you put a stick in it? It's already a stick.
So you can walk with it.
Well, well, there you go.
It's walking corn. Well, that is our gimmick for next year. We're going to have walking corn.
What part of picking it up with your hand and eating fucking corn? I don't understand.
You
why.
Don't. Nobody wants to touch the corn itself.
Why?
Because you can't walk with it then.
Why? Why? Why?
You,
why?
You
can
get your
not
hands
walk
all
with,
messy.
It's fucking corn, not fucking ketchup.
Ketchup.
You just licked that off. Your hand ketchup.
Oh. Give me a little dip. Give me a little dip one of those nuggets in my hand ketchup. I wanted to use that move this week and I forgot all about it.
Oh
my God. So, no, I'm not going to McDonald's anymore.
Next year we're going to have a competition and that's going to be our we're going to have walking corn.
Walking corn.
It just sounds so dumb.
What does?
Walking corn.
What about
barbecue chicken duck? Sounds pretty amazing.
Corn on a stick? That doesn't sound dumb?
Corn on a stick doesn't make it. It's fucking corn on the cob. It's
already
on a stick.
No,
it doesn't need another stick.
It's on a cob.
It's on a cob, though.
The corn itself is on the cob.
Would you take a banana and put it on a fucking stick?
Then it would be
sure.
A banana on a stick.
Right.
Yeah.
You would do that.
Sure, yeah.
You would eat your banana from a stick.
If it was a frozen banana?
Yeah, you ever have like one of them frozen banana
dipped
chocolate?
In chocolate?
I just had one last night.
Again, didn't say anything about being frozen or dipped in chocolate. I mean a standard fucking banana.
No.
Yellow banana, no stick from the market. Would you take it home, open it up, and jam a fucking stick in it?
There's nowhere to jam a stick into it.
Into a banana.
I mean,
you couldn't figure out how to jam a stick
you
into
could.
A
could.
Okay.
But then you would have to eat all the way down to the stick with the when you put
How are you not having the same problem jamming a stick into a fucking corn cob?
Corn cob.
You can't figure out how to stick a stick into a banana, but the logistics of putting a stick into a fucking corn cob, no problem.
There is no problem. There's a cob to put the stick into.
Right. Right. A stick to put the other stick into doesn't make any goddamn sense.
It's a stick into a cob.
Yeah. There is
cob is a stick.
No.
It's a stick.
No. It's
cob
a cob.
Is a cob.
I, again, know what a cob is, and I'm telling you, in this usage, it's a stick.
So then so if
it's a fucking stick that
okay.
corn kernels are stuck to.
So
it is a fucking stick.
Okay, so if we're going by your theory of the cob being a stick, then it's corn on a stick on a stick.
Right. Completely redundant. Not necessary.
That's why the corn's on the cob.
That's why the corn's on the cob. Nature's stick.
That's organic, folks.
rich.
Soon they'll be building houses out of corn cobs.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
Why don't you make up a commercial?
Why would I make up
cobs? The new stick.
Nature's stick.
All right. We done here?
I guess.
Okay.
Walking sticks coming.
Walking sticks now.
Walking sticks with corn.
Walking corn.
Walking corn.
Walking
sticks.
Corn. Egg rolls, Vietnamese barbecue sauce.
We can give, with every bag of walking corn, we can give them a couple toothpicks so that they can put their corn on a stick.
There you go.
Tiny little corn on a stick.
Yeah.
Individual.
Samples.
Individual
kernels. Oh, boy, that'll take some time to really ramp up, I think. Well,
don't forget to go to chickenduckpod.com and get your pins. We sold a couple more.
Did we?
Yeah. Couple of our people on the No Phony Podcast Network.
Nice. Did we sell my 30 yet?
No, no. We didn't even sell 30 yet.
We haven't gotten into mine yet, huh? Let me know. All right. Well, thanks for joining us another week of Saturdays with Chicken Duck in the Books. Join us next week when we sit here and talk about nothing and not have anybody call in. And
no, Mike's going to call next week. Mike Buschetti.
Is he?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yep.
83 episodes.
Talked to him yesterday.
Did you really? Oh, you're lying. Okay. That wraps up 82. Join us next week. It's been emotional. Goodbye.
I used to think I wasn't meant for love. I thought that life was unkind. I used to sit in the corner. Nobody paid me no mind. Now I got a reason for living. I got a love of my own. Ain't handing nobody roses, but I ain't gonna die alone. Ain't gonna die alone. She makes me eggs and morning love. At night she brings me my tea. Those little things that never mattered much now mean the world to me.